This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Carolyn Heldman. Each year, the Aspen Chamber Resort Association holds a community breakfast to look back at the winter season and forward to new business and tourism projects. Allison Bektesh attended the event yesterday and is here with me now. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Carolyn.
So let's start with looking back. One of the presentations came from the Aspen Skiing Company. No hiding that the winter weather didn't make for an ideal ski season. What were the details on the numbers?
The presenter was Christian Knapp. He's the chief marketing officer for Aspen Skiing Company, and as his title might imply, he didn't want to spend too much time on the season we just had. But he did acknowledge having this off year has created this checkpoint for SkiCo priorities.
You know, it was not the best season in that we've ever had. It was a very challenging season, but I'm not going to belabor that. And I think we got through one of the most challenging years, and it's really had us thinking more inwardly about our future as a ski company and our community.
What are some of the things they are pivoting to?
Some of the projects include increased snowmaking, as we've previously reported. A lot of their mission also includes the new Alterra brand and the accompanying Icon Pass that goes with it. Conveniently, also, yesterday, SkiCo released their pass program for the next season. There are modest increases to the local Premier Pass price. There's an Icon Pass that's $599, so a little more than the SkiCo Classic Pass or the Mountain Collective, and they're hoping that that pass will be appealing to Front Range, LA, Western States skiers. To ease locals' concerns, though, about overcrowding, Knapp pointed out that the pass at that price point does have blackout days, so it can't be used when the slopes are already getting really tight around here. And as ACRA President Debbie Braun pointed out, occupancy rates during our high times even this year were good, so there is that backstop. We won't get more visitor numbers than we have beds open.
All right, so that's the visitor side of the equation. What did you learn about some of the issues regarding year-round residents?
John Peacock, who is the Pickens County Manager, has some really interesting population statistics regarding the Roaring Fork Valley as a whole and brought up the local issues that go along with that. Right now, we have a population of about 57,000 Roaring Fork Valley residents. That goes up to 64,000 by 2025, with the majority of that growth going on outside of Pickens County. There are 25,000 jobs in Pickens County, and under 10,000 of those workers are Pickens County residents. Hmm. As those portions of Eagle and Garfield counties grow in the residential sector, job growth is actually moving down valley too, which Peacock told this audience of mostly local business owners that this has some long-term implications on economics in this county.
And so I know the county has lost some valuable employees to opportunities that are closer to where they get to live. You all may be facing the same challenge.
What's the county doing, if anything, to address some of these population shifts?
The key word was affordability. Peacock used this word a lot through his presentation. What's happened as the population shifts to the Mid-Valley is the wealth discrepancy widens in Pickens County. For example, job earnings have gone up 25% since 1970, but per capita income has gone up 271%.
Wow.
So we're thought of as this affluent community, but 25% of the county's population is living at poverty level by federal standards.
Wow.
Throughout the year, the county is getting involved in increasing access for this demographic to affordable housing, affordable health care, public transportation, and broadband.
Anything else that came out of the breakfast that caught your attention?
Well, one change that might sneak up on our residents is the Aspen Airport. There will be a series of community meetings asking the question, what does the airport want to be when it grows up? As phrased by the director, John Kinney, over there. I think with big infrastructure projects, we've seen this disconnect between government agencies thinking they did a lot of public outreach and then the project starting and the public not thinking there was a lot of public outreach.
Right.
So this is a defining year for how a new runway configuration and a new terminal might look. Here's a hint, it's going to look bigger. This March alone, 22,000 more passengers went through Aspen Airport than last March.
22,000 more this year than last?
The community needs to weigh in on what will likely be a $200 to $300 million project. The big questions involve how to use the limited space that is the airport property. So how much should be allocated to corporate flights versus scheduled flights? How much should be allocated to long-term parking versus finding some more ground transportation? Do we prioritize the boarding area versus baggage claim? There'll have to be a series of compromises, and public open houses asking these questions will go on through the summer.
Thanks, Allison.
My pleasure.
This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Carolyn Heldman.